Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You cannot successfully separate living by faith from being led by the Spirit. The two go hand in hand. Sure, if the Lord tells you, stand still, just watch me work. Well, then for you to do anything else would be wrong. But there are times He'll tell you, get up and go do this. And it's faith for you to get up and go do it diligently. And if you sit back and not act on it, you're going to be slothful, you're going to be lazy, but you're going to say, I just believe everything's going to be okay. The Lord gave you three opportunities to make some money, dealt with you to get after it, but you say, I don't feel like working. I'm just going to confess the money comes in. I call every bill paid. Well, see, the faith principle you're talking about is right, but you're ignoring the leading of the Lord. And it's not faith to ignore the Lord. So when the Lord tells us to do something, whatever it is, the faith thing to do is to do it and do it vehemently and passionately and promptly and completely and earnestly, to do it diligently. And those that do it are operating in faith and patience. I'm quoting from the rest of our passage now. And they will, like Abraham, obtain the promises. Can you say amen? Amen. Notice with me, turn in the scripture to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. I'm going to read several verses to you out of Proverbs. You just stay where you are in Luke. And I just want you to listen to these for a minute. We may go back to some of these, but I just want to give you an overview. There's more than this, but just an overview of some of the benefits of being diligent. We talked some about it last week, but I mean, everybody knows, yeah, you ought to be diligent. The Bible's already told us that. But what's in this for you? If you are diligent, is it going to pay off? Yes, I mean, you ought to obey just because He told you to, but how many know it pays to obey? Yes, pays to obey. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Listen to some of these. You can jot them down if you want to, pop them up on the screen if y'all can catch them in time, guys. But Proverbs 11:27. 11:27. He that diligently seeks good does what? Procureth favor. Now, favor in life is like oil to an engine, right? It's like blood to your body. It's like fuel to your car. I mean, you can bang your head and try to push your way through life, or you can be graced. Now, I know you've had some days where you tried to do it on your own and it didn't go good. But if you ever had a day where you just operated in the grace of God all day, then you learn the difference. Yes. And you decide, this is how I want to do it from now on. Amen. But notice this, who is procuring favor? The one who is diligently seeking good. Or another way of saying it, somebody's diligently seeking God. God is good. Diligently seeking God's way. His way is good. Diligently seeking His plan, His purpose, His leading. Remember, he that comes to God must believe He is. And he must believe something else. That He is a rewarder of who? Those that diligently seek Him. Well, isn't He good? Seeking Him, you're seeking good. Yes, sir. And he that diligently seeks good, diligently seeks God, is procuring favor. You're piling it up in your life. This is worth you coming out tonight, right here. Does it pay to be diligent? You procure favor. Let me read some other translations. One says, if you search for good, you'll find favor. If you search for evil, it'll find you. The Darby says, he that is earnest after good seeks favor. He who seeks good finds goodwill. Now that's a different word they use. But when somebody looks at you, don't even know you, wants to do something for you. If you'll obey God and do what he tells you to do and sow your seed and believe God and seek his way, he will deal with people. On your behalf, he will incline their hearts towards you. More than once, I've had people look at me in the middle of things and go, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm going to do this for you. And I've said, well, no, I'm not asking you to. They said, I know it, but I'm going to do it. I don't know why I'm doing it. Sometimes it's total strangers that you've never met. Well, what is that? That's the favor of God. God's dealing with them to do something. Well, that's not just for preachers now. That's for all believers. That's for anybody that will diligently seek good and seek him. What'll happen is God will open their eyes and he'll enlighten them as to what's going on, and they'll see you as a good investment. I said, they'll see you as a good investment. Let me keep reading. Does it pay to be diligent? Yes. Proverbs 10 verse 4. The hand of the diligent makes rich. Proverbs 12 and 24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. That means be in charge. Proverbs 12:27. This is a good one. Put this one up on the screen. Proverbs 12:27, the substance of a diligent man is precious. And if you look at the language, you can see that it's open to a different structure. The RSV brings it out. The RSV translation, put that up there if you would. It says, the diligent man will get precious wealth. Precious wealth. Then put the Amplified. I'm sure we got that, right? The Amplified. There's RSV. There it is. They found it. The diligent man will get precious wealth, and then put the Amplified up there. Thank you. The diligent man gets precious possessions. Precious possessions. So when people come in your house, your big, nice, paid for house, and they see these expensive stuff in there, you just say, well, the Bible came to pass. Don't get mad at me. I didn't write the Bible. Right? The Lord did it. I mean, this is not the only verse that talks about this. How many remember Psalm 112? Wealth and riches will be in his house. Oh, I got people looking at me funny. Go to Psalm 112. Now, you believe the Bible, don't you?
Yes.
How many Bible believers do I have in here? I had a fellow one time get upset about talking about some of these things. He said, now, I don't care about all that. I don't care about all that. I don't want all that. I said, would you submit to the will of God? He said, what? I said, well, if you found out that the Lord wanted you to prosper, would you submit to his will? I said, simple question. If you found out it was God's will for you to be rich, would you submit to the will of God? Well, I don't believe in it. I said, are you listening to yourself? This is not a hard question. Maybe you don't believe it is, Okay, I just said if you did find out it was God's will for you to prosper and be rich, would you submit to his will? Even if you didn't want to be, would you say, okay, Lord, not my will, but yours will, your will be done. If you want me rich, I don't want to be, but okay. And he never would say it. He never would say he would submit to the will of God. See, people have made the word of God of none effect by their traditions. Psalm 112, are you there? I think I'm talking to some people that will submit to the will. If you find out it's the will of God, you will submit to it, right? Even if it's different from how you thought. So why in the world would God want me rich? I could give you a bunch of reasons. And most of them do not have to do with you. Right? You could help get this gospel out. You could help brothers and sisters. You could feed people. You could clothe people. You could do all kind of stuff with a bunch of money. It is the will of God for you to have ability in these areas. But it don't come just by, you know, letting the thought cross your mind. You have to go after it. And you have to diligently. Somebody say diligently. Diligently seek the Lord, diligently believe, diligently sow, diligently obey, and do it year after year. And if you will, the word of God cannot fail. You will prosper. You'll come up, and God will use you to help other people and be a blessing to other people. Psalm 112. And along with that, you'll enjoy some nice stuff yourself. You know one great thing about being a pipeline? Think about it now. A pipeline that's flowing all kind of water through it. You know one good thing about being a pipeline, though? You're always full of water. Is that right? I mean, it's flowing in, it's flowing out, but during the process, you're always full. So you're enjoying water all the time, even though it's flowing in and it's flowing out. Psalm 112. Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed will be mighty on the earth. Mighty in the Bible includes the idea of wealthy. Study it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me life.